early last spring, the National Council asked all of the councils in the United States to survey their leadership about the potential of girls joining scouting. Over the course of the summer, surveys were done, they were sent to National, and then at the National meeting in September, Michael Serbaugh, the chief scout executive, announced that we would be implementing the Family Scouting Program in the beginning of the year 2018. Councils were given the choice to become an early adopter of the program, and by being an early adopter, they would be ready by March 1st to invite girls to join scouting. Each of the units that wanted to participate in 2018 would be a Cub Scout pack, and the plan is to roll out scouting for Boy Scouts, which the irony there, but the Boy Scout troops could accept girls in 2019. We are in the process in Twin Rivers Council. We have 392 traditional units, Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. We have asked and targeted 30 units this spring to invite girls to be in their program. What happens is that each of the dens of 6 to 8 youth would be single-sex dens, so that you have a boy den and a girl den in Cub Scouts. They're getting the same program, but now a boy can be a Wolf Scout and his little sister, who may be a year younger, would be a Tiger Scout in the same pack with them. They get to participate in all the activities together, in that when they have a pack Pinewood Derby race, for example, or if they come to a council Cub Scout activity, both the boys and the girls come, they do the same activities. They are working on the same achievements. We didn't have to change anything in our program to make it accessible to girls.
Okay, so I just sort of want to back up in the way that it's structured. Just for people who aren't familiar, you have the council and the regional councils. Then you have the troops or the packs. Boy Scouts have troops, Cub Scouts have packs. And in those, say, Cub Scout packs, you have the dens. And so basically, we would be creating new dens that would be for girls.
Correct.
Is there a potential in the future to have a co-ed den? Or right. Is it right now it's separate?
Right now, the plan is to keep them gender separate, in that we understand that boys and girls do learn at different paces and in different ways. And the hope is that as we go through the process and we learn what works and doesn't work, we can look forward in the future and see if we have to tweak that.
And at the Boy Scout level in 2019, would troops be co-ed, and would it be separate, a male patrol or female patrol?
The patrols, again, would be much like in Cub Scouts, that right now, which is why they haven't rolled it out yet. Right now, the plan is that Boy Scouting will be modeled on what we do in Exploring and Venturing, in that will not be separate patrols per se, but that girls who join when boys join, they would become a patrol, and you would have a male and a female leader in the room working with them at the same time.
So how is the program at the Boy Scout level different from the Venturing program? And maybe if you could explain a little bit about what Venture Scouts is.
Okay.
Versus typical Boy Scouts when people think of a Boy Scout.
The Venturing program, they have an advancement program, but it's not designed about merit badges. It's more designed on activities that you would do in high adventure that, for example, if boys and girls come together and they decide that they would like to go on a super adventure and go whitewater rafting in the Adirondack Mountains, they would learn how to fundraise and how to use the rafts and learn all the safety techniques and then go do their super activity. Whereas in Boy Scouts, we have specific merit badges, 118 at this time, that boys and girls can work towards anything from railroading to collections to playing chess, including 12 merit badges that they have to earn for Eagles. So it's more of an advancement structured piece in the Boy Scouts, whereas Venturing is cool activities that they can do as they grow older.
So how does Twin Rivers see the opportunity to, in introducing Family Scouting and then eventually allowing co-ed Boy Scouting, is this going to boost enthusiasm? Are we hoping that more people would become interested in scouting because of the new co-ed programs?
It is that, and it also is something that our volunteers, when they responded to the survey, most families now have one or two children. So the opportunity to bring both children to a singular program and have them participate together has great appeal to the parents, that they no longer have to drop Johnny off in one place and their daughter off at another event, that they can both be participating at their level at the same thing and have something in common.
How does Twin Rivers Council compare maybe regionally or nationally when it comes to numbers over the years? Is interest up? Is it down? What are the trends?
Actually, the best part for Twin Rivers is even before the announcement was made, in the last 2 years, the Twin Rivers Council has shown membership growth across all their programs, from Cub Scouting to Boy Scouting to Venturing to Exploring. One of the things that we've seen is that young people are looking for opportunities to be able to show leadership, and or they're in a school program that requires them to do community service, and the Boy Scouts have been doing that for over 108 years.
As we're in the first week of the Family Scouting Program, when are we going to start seeing meetings?
We actually have meetings scheduled to begin starting next Monday. We have five packs, one in each district, that have already begun to recruit the girls, and they are just setting them up to be at their regular meeting starting next week.